Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Easy A. We're going over Easy A this episode, and I have a guest with me, Sean. Sean, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Boyle. I work with Casey. I'm a comedian, and I love movies. I don't remember this one all that well, but that's okay.
That's fair. That's fair. I was totally warned, and I literally saw this 12-year-old movie. I didn't realize it was that old a week ago. It's available on HBO Max.
Is it really?
It totally is.
Fuck, dude. I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
Oh, my God. Okay. Available on HBO Max. Definitely worth it. And it is right for the time being. I'll revisit the LGBTQ plus series. But this is, for the time being, the last movie I'm gonna go into on this part of the series. Definitely worth it. It has not aged well.
No, hasn't.
It has not aged well. We're just gonna be honest there.
Is it funny at all? Is it funnier than you remember or less funny than you remember?
It's funny. It's funnier than I remember because I have some context and I've done some growing up since high school.
That's fair. Well, that's the difference in perception of this movie, perspective, I guess. You in high school, I was in college when I watched this movie.
Damn. Wait, was I in high school? Wait, what year did this come out?
2010.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just started college.
I don't remember how I watched this. I think it was on Netflix, but it came out in 2010, so it must have been one of those movies where it went to Netflix right away or something.
Maybe. But yeah.
Do you, after watching it, do you wish Amanda Bynes was still acting?
Oh my God. You know what's funny? Okay, this is going to sound real shitty, but Amanda Bynes is not that good.
Yeah, she's not good at
She's not that good. I think I loved her as a child actor,
right?
Because she relate.
Peaked. She peaked in The Amanda Show, kind of.
Yeah.
She was great and all that. And then she just couldn't keep it going in The Amanda Show.
Right.
And then she had five sitcoms after that.
Five sitcoms and a movie. I loved the movie. I barely remember it, but I loved it because I remember thinking to myself, it's really dope to see her, in her kind of element and still acting. But, seeing her in Easy A was just it was a little bit painful. That's what I mean, in part, it didn't really age well.
Yeah.
And funny story, I really wanted to see Easy A because I knew she was going to be in it. Because I hadn't seen, because nobody had seen her for a while, and she was drugged out. And I think Black China was her inspiration of people to mimic. So she went from being the cool girl next door to growing up, to being washed out, to being drugged out, and then having stud dimples on her face so she can mimic Black China, I think. It's crazy. But yeah. To answer that question, yeah, dude. It made me see that I didn't want to see her act anymore. She gotta go back to class. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, as far as the acting goes, Amanda Bynes is in it. Lisa Kudrow. Is it Michael Church?
Michael Hayden Church?
Michael Hayden Church is in it. Stanley Tucci, the guy who forever knows the assignment.
He was the dad?
He was the dad.
He's the dad, and Patricia Clarkson is the mom.
Patricia Clarkson.
They're like hippie parents, right?
They're not quite hippie parents.
They're not.
They're not. They're just really cool and understanding.
Okay.
And they have no idea how to punish them. So it's kind of Katie Heron in fucking Mean Girls. They're cool parents. and they're pretty progressive, and they're really understanding, but they're also having this weird struggle of remembering that their parents,
right,
when Olive does some fuck shit, they're
I definitely can see that element not holding up, because that's just not believable.
Yeah. Like, and she brought like a random boy home, and then they knew he was gay, like, on the cuff.
Like, parents aren't that smart.
No.
Like, oh, nice. Like,
right. Like, you don't let this slide. They're talking about, oh, I said a bad word at school today. Spill it with your peas. Yes. I'm like, this is a very happy fucking family. Let's see. So that's the acting. That's the plot. Plot is like literally the whole thing is stemmed from. And it's a part of what I go into with like some of the earlier episodes in the series, is that it kind of plays within, like, when you think of the LGBTQIA+ community, you think of perspectives.
Sure.
You think of image. You think of, like, perception of everyone else viewing someone who is gay or trans or othered. It's like this whole plot is based on the fact that she didn't want to go camping with another chick I have not seen in forever. Allison Michalka. From fucking Phil in the Future.
Oh, the blonde?
The blonde, yeah.
Okay. I remember she was hot.
She was hot. Like, I had a mad crush on her from Phil in the Future.
I probably did too.
Like, yeah, no cap. But like, yo.
So her
mom was topless. I remember that, yeah.
In this movie?
In this movie, yeah. So the, a part of the reason why, like, so
you don't actually see, is this movie rated R?
It's rated. Is it like you have?
I do have the movie. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god! It's PG-13, I think.
What would it say that? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh god!
Say what it is rated.
Sorry guys, we're going off the script here, but it's definitely worth it because I feel like it's gonna be funnier when this all comes out.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't say what it's rated.
Try going all the way down.
All the way down, okay.
Reception, see. Release.
Oh, I'm gonna go Penn Badgley. He played the same character that he did in a lot of those high school movies he was in around that time.
Right.
He played the same character he played in John Tuck Must Die. Now, that movie I've seen kind of recently.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. He wasn't John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah.
That's also a perfect segment from one of the old stuff I did on Instagram, things you didn't notice. Like, you didn't notice Bob Odenkirk in Larry the Cable Guy.
What, Bob Odenkirk in Larry the Better, Cable Guy?
Better Call Saul is in The Cable Guy.
Oh, the movie, The Cable Guy.
Why did I say?
I said Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm so sorry. I went out there and said that Bob Odenkirk was inside a comedian. Never mind. No, confused. The Cable Guy with Matthew Broderick and Jack Black.
And Jim Carrey. As The Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah.
So Bob Odenkirk is in that movie?
Bob Odenkirk is in that.
Huh.
He's like one of the random family members that Matthew Broderick has.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in that. Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, like Penn Badgley is in Easy A, and I'm like, yo, he looking chubby.
What?
He looking chubby in that fucking movie too. He was cool. I couldn't help but like watch this and cringe a little bit. Like, your future Joe Goldberg. Like, you took notes. Oh my god. So that goes through plot, that goes through a bit through the acting. The costuming is kind of out there, but not really. You don't even really notice it. I do this thing where like I go through the whole list of plot, acting, yes, costuming.
I like it. It's very structured.
Like plot, acting, costuming, soundtrack, and finally cinematography.
Yeah.
As far as like costuming goes, it's not much you can really go.
It was early 2000s. I mean, it was 2010, but still kind of like the same kind of fashion sense as early 2000s.
Yeah, right? Like, you don't go too deep. It's not like thought-provoking.
Yeah, it's a modern movie.
Yeah, it's easy to go into. And then suddenly I have to like make a comment though, like Olive goes from being like a normal girl next nice girl next door to dressing like a stripper.
Right, and she like puts an A on her
chest
as if everybody will know what that means. Like, dude, bro, like, nobody reads the book they're supposed to read in high school. No one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
And everybody was talking about, like, watching the Demi Moore version of the movie, where she, like, apparently sighs a lot and takes baths. And, like...
The Demi Moore version of The Scarlet Letter?
Of the Demi Moore version of The Scarlet Letter, yeah.
Okay, so they're supposed to read the book in the class, and instead they all, like, watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they all get it all mixed up and mashed and confused with Demi Moore's actual relationship with Ashton Kutcher. So it's like, nobody
knew. That's awesome. Like, I don't remember anything about this movie. I'm going to watch right now.
That's the beauty of it. That's me and me loving movies so much. I go into those details because I actor and I also write. So I'm just like the guy that's like, okay, what kind of details do I want to put in a movie of my own when I put this together?
Right.
And it's like, I just go in. Of course, that and of course, oh my God, we're at an intersection. I just watched this guy run a red light. Anyway,
yeah.
ADHD, back to it. I also just really escape into these movies. And I like escaping into them because it's just fun. It's fun to do it. And it's really awesome to see how people like go in and do their best to like fool the rest of the world or inadvertently teach it.
Yeah.
But yeah, cinematography.
Probably pretty standard. I can't imagine. It's a teen comedy. There's nothing special going on with teen comedies around that time.
True, but then there was... I mean, yeah, true. But then, like, the only thing I was going to, like, say that's remotely special about it was the fact that... Okay, so two things were remotely special. It went into, like, the old standard, let's zoom to 5-6 different locations and fake the fact that a rumor is spreading around school really fucking
quickly.
So,
like a montage?
Like a quick montage of, like... Oh, these kids are playing dodgeball. Let's stop and look at our phones. Oh, these kids are coming out of the pool. Hey, what are you doing? Looking on your phone. What the hell is going on?
Okay.
And then, like, it pans to that.
Yeah, that sounds like interesting editing.
That's, like, interesting, fun kind of editing to, yeah. Like, showcase how fast a rumor spreads like wildfire.
Gotcha, cool.
And then it's also comedic because, it, like, you watch a whole event go down where she called another, where Olive called someone else a twat. And someone like let the rumor spread all the way around to where it got from to her best friend, and her best friend's like, yeah, I heard like you got into a fight with her and you punched her in the tit. Like,
so for this movie, do they make, is there some kind of special social media app for this school? Because like this is, or just is it through Twitter, or how do they explain that?
That's
how are these rumors running through the, how do they look seeing these things on their phones?
Like, that's the interesting,
like without paying for the use of Twitter.
That's the interesting thing about it. Like, it's funny, like, and I referenced, like, The Duff. That's another movie I watched.
Oh, I should watch that. I've heard of that. It looks good. It looks good and interesting.
It's interesting.
So I would like to watch it.
And you mentioned Twitter. There's, like, a whole fight or, like, a little scene where the girls get into a fight. And as a part of the fight, they by hurting each other, they unfollow each other on Twitter. You're unfollowed on Twitter. We're going to go with Blanca's ironic tweets for the day. You retweet them all the time. They're pity retweets. Like, oh, my God. It's interesting about Easy A. No Twitter.
No Twitter.
Okay. No Twitter, no Facebook. I think it's the most is literally her having like a webcam show. And they just show that like Facebook has not become the massive bomb that it's now become. I'm sorry. Meta.
Meta, yeah.
Yeah. It's Meta is not the biggest thing just yet.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing about the cinematography is the comedic pans. Over, like over to like perspectives.
Okay.
So a little better detail is Michael, yes, am I saying Michael Hayden Church, yes, running into Olive after she has like a weird porno let's lick the spoon sexy bit with some nerds who don't know how to like keep their shit together. So like she's like, so she's facing them on one end of the shot where she's like licking the spoon and the nerds like stare at her, and then one guy like tries to back off, but he drops his lunch on the ground, like, you know, in its old Hollywood fashion. And then pan literally right over to the right, there's Michael Hayden Church just staring at her, and she stops, pulls the damn spoon out of her mouth. And again, teen movie, adults are super inept. So my man is like, what are you doing? Nothing. And he just stands there and stares for a minute, and he's like, don't forget to celebrate Earth Day. And literally walks the fuck off. And walks off.
So he's a teacher. Is he the English teacher?
Yes. Okay. For sure, he's an English teacher.
And then his wife, Lisa Kudrow, she's a counselor, isn't she?
She's a counselor.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's the one who literally, like, sees Olive, doesn't know what she's dressed like, doesn't understand it, and then realizes, oh, that's the one we're talking about. Oh. Okay. And then she's a shitty counselor because, like, she not only, like, doesn't listen to Olive, yeah, because she's so upswept in the whole perception of her.
Yeah.
She's also, like, a piece of shit because the high schooler she's sleeping with,
okay,
catches chlamydia from her.
How does she?
And he blames it on Olive. So she starts, like, crying.
He says that he got chlamydia from her.
He got chlamydia from Olive instead of the counselor. Right. And then from there, she walks into the office right after that whole thing goes off. And she's like, it's okay. I'll take it, Olive. And Olive, like, feeling bad for her, is like, you know what? I'll take the rap. I can have chlamydia. Oh, my God. But, yeah. Even then, just, like, as far as cinematography goes, it's just, like, the close-ups of Lisa Kudrow. And at that time, this is, like, way after Friends.
Oh, sure. But she's still kind of being typecast as... Oops, my phone. As a ditz, you know, basic, right?
Yeah, a ditz who just so happens to be in a position of authority
in this instance. Yeah.
Oh yeah. She also gets like clapped back, really weird, where her husband just full on ignores her after seeing the entire webcast explaining what was going down. Oh, and then of course you saw the other. I'm trying to remember his name now.
In the cast.
It's... Oh, my God. Fred Armisen.
Oh.
Fred Armisen is in it.
I don't remember him at all in that movie. But I believe you that he was in it.
He's in it. Like, he's in it for all of 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Where he's just like the pastor, like, how can I help you, my child?
Oh, he's a pastor, so she just goes to church to ask for his advice?
To ask for advice, and then come to find out he's Amanda Bynes' dad.
Okay.
And then he's also looking, watching the same webcast that she's holding, so he can catch her naked.
Oh, gross.
In church, of all places. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, it has not aged well. Like, definitely didn't age well.
Yeah, this movie sounds weird. This movie... I watched it, but I don't remember being so, like, pervy and creepy. I just remember...
And also kind of funny, because Malcolm McDowell's in it. And he's a principal of all of 6 seconds.
Okay.
And his whole thing is like, yo, if I can keep the girls off the pole and the boys off the pipe, I get a bonus. Like, what? This is crazy as shit. But yeah, that's Easy A. We're going to stop here for a minute. Man, this is going to... We're going to roast Batman for about 5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
We're going to roast the fuck out of Batman.
I just saw that movie, and I see it, like, every day about 6 different times. So, I'm ready.
Perfect. All right, we'll be... let me just interrupt a couple of this thing right quick for a commercial break. I promise, guys, I promise it is so worth it. And you guys will be a great help to me if you listen to it, because they definitely pay me every time you listen. Thank you so much for being here once again. And on to the commercial break. Hey, do you like leaders? Do you like lemonade? Where there's a guy on Instagram at Real Leader Aid that has a lot of wonderful products with lemonade mixtures and awesome, awesome, awesome wholesale garments and gear and swag and drip. Check out the lcopy10.com/bigcartel or go straight to the Instagram page at Real Leader Aid. That's RealLeaderAide. I have to make sure I spelled that right. It's Real Leader Aid. Go ahead and check it out. Nice products. And I'm going to be real with you. If that didn't work out, just go straight to their Instagram page. Check it out. Hey, have you heard of sea moss? How about bladderwrack root, burdock root, the three combination that Dr. Sabi came up with to give you 102 minerals that are meant for the human body that can revitalize and re-energize you with a healthy diet and a healthy alkaline diet to support it. Have you heard of Vera Roots? Well, if you've heard of one and not the other, you should probably start doing your research. Go ahead and check out VeraRoots.com for the first ever meal replacement sea moss smoothie drink mix. You can put it together with an almond or oat milk alternative, apart from dairy, of course, because we're all alkaline here. I'm working on my alkaline journey myself, however that's going to pan out. But if you're not really feeling just the sea moss smelly mixture that you'll probably get at your nice wholesale alternate or alkaline farmer's market, go ahead and check out VeraRoots.com for a first in the world, okay, meal replacement smoothie mix that is to die for. Honestly, guys, I've actually tried it. It's just amazing. You guys have to check it out. They have a chocolate version and a vanilla-ish version to it. They have chocolate meal replacement bars. They also have teas. And right now, if you head over to the website, you may or may not run into a special where it's 20% off, 30% off, or even for first timers, it's 10 once you write yourself up for their newsletter, so you can receive all sorts of nice goodies and coupons to save a little money on the purchase, because it ain't cheap. Let's be honest. But health is wealth. Am I right? Check out VeraRoots.com. Now that you've heard that little commercial break, let's get on back to the show. So we're back, and we're about to roast Batman for a good, 10 minutes.
We can do that.
Let's totally do that. First of all, this movie's 3 hours long.
Yeah. You know what? I did not fall asleep, okay? A lot of times, if I think a movie's too long, it's because I fall asleep. I fall asleep during Dune, fall asleep during Eternals, did not fall asleep during this movie.
I think I did record in Eternals, and I did record for Dune. I fell asleep on both of them.
Ha! See?
I fell asleep on both of them. Because it was just like... No, it's not just you. It's like... It depends on the fucking content. Like, you can't, if you're here and you got me sitting here for 2 hours.
Long, but as long as something is always happening, it's okay. Because in Batman, something's always happening, right? But in Eternals, oh, they're just sitting sometimes.
They're just sitting.
No, if you haven't seen a long movie, you can't have spots where you're just sitting and talking. And then, I mean, Batman, they're sitting and talking, but they're moving the plot. Like, they're like figuring out the clues to the Riddler, and they're adding the emotions, Alfred and Bruce are arguing or whatever, but that doesn't last that long. It usually gets pretty quickly into the action.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the action or the plot, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. For sure. And, like, you expect it because it's Batman. You know he's going to end up fighting somebody and whooping ass.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's long because it's a detective story. Right, yeah. But it's also an action. It's also a superhero movie, right?
Right.
It would be shorter if it was just one of those. If it's just a detective story with no superhero stuff, it would not be 3 hours. If it was a superhero movie with no detective stuff, it would be less than 3 hours. But they had to have both those things.
It honestly reminded me of playing Arkham City.
Bro, that's the best Arkham game.
It's Arkham City. And just a bit, just a few sprinkles of Arkham Origins without discovering Joker.
That's the one, that's the second best Arkham game?
That's the second best.
Wow, we were like this. We were on the same wavelength as far as Arkham games go. That's awesome.
Like, it's dope. Because, for sure, it's just literally the video game. Scrap all the rest of the missions and you're just figuring out the Riddler shit. And it's funny and ironic, true. But you end up like in a house where there's a projector giving you info for some stupid reason. And you're just staring at that for a minute. Fuck.
I've made this joke a few times at Open Mind because I have an actual show. Well, maybe I did do it. No, I don't know. But the Riddler he's Joe Rogan.
Yes. That is fucking true.
He's got conspiracy theories. He's got followers that'll do whatever he says. Right? Oh, he posts videos online.
He's somewhat creepy. This is good. This is good. Oh my god. Oh shit. That's perfect. Somewhat creepy. He has dead ass followers. He has a video podcast. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
I mean, he went to college and he doesn't do MMA.
That's literally that part. And I think that's that's the main part I loved about Paul Dano playing the Riddler. He was like, dude, I couldn't go in there. I needed you to go.
Yeah.
You helped me. That's like true Riddler fashion. He just smart as fuck. Can't fight for shit. Oh, shit.
You good?
Oh, I got you. Let me see right quick. So, that is not it. Here, let me... Hold up a sec. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. You haven't been recording.
Oh, no. I don't know where it went. Hold up a sec. Holy shit.
It's very thin on rubber case.
Oh shit, there it is. There it is.
Cool.
Bam.
Alright, I am gonna put it in my pocket so it won't fall again.
It's all good. Fuck it. We're keeping the shit in here.
Still recording, cool.
Still recording.
Okay.
Let me think. Oh my god. You know what's crazy? There's a deleted scene with Joker out. And I'm sitting over here like, what the fuck you mean deleted? It's 3 the fuck hours long. How in the fuck is there still a deleted scene? Like, who had time? Like, okay, honestly, that and there were moments we did not need. Like, Batman getting fucked up and then having to stop after he, like, beats the shit out of a guy who doesn't bleed, by the way, after he's pounding his face in.
Are you talking about the guy in the game at the beginning?
I'm talking about the guy in the game who's like, not at the beginning, but like towards the end, where they're in the fucking Megadome.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, he's like, you're right. That was weird. because he beat the shit out of him, they had to pull him back, and then he took his mask off, and he looks okay. Why'd you pull him off of him if he's fine?
Right, like, dude looked like he just got drunk at New Year's. Like, this, he should be like a bloody mess.
Maybe, yeah, there was no blood on his face. Like, he was maybe swollen. Maybe he just looked like that. I don't know. We don't know who the guy is.
He could talk. He had his teeth. What the fuck? And then...
And do they explain why they had to have the Saran wrap? Because in the chat, right, he finds the chat of his followers. And they say something like, hey, don't forget the Saran wrap. And then someone takes the mask off and they have Saran wrap on their heads. Why do they have Saran wrap on their heads?
I don't know. Maybe to make the fucking mask comfortable? Because it was also like... It was also really weird that, like, all of these people just had... Well, actually, let me stop. I mean, guns are very easy to get in America.
Well, that's what I like. I mean, in the group chat, they you see how they... It was so familiar.
Right.
The way that they talked in that group chat. They were so, you know, lax about it. They just, they spoke in syntax? Is syntax the right word?
They spoke in code?
No, it wasn't code. It was, they spoke, like, in a relaxed way. They spoke how anyone would speak in a group chat on Instagram. If you make, like plans with your friends. Like, hey, we're all gonna do this, get this, and the kids are gonna do this. Like, okay, where do I get that? Oh, it's over at the Gotham Army Surplus. Okay, awesome. Oh, hey, do I need a, what kind of a gun? What kind of a ammo? Gun? Ammo? It's just, do you know what I mean? Like, the way that they typed is exactly how you would type that.
Right.
How a regular person would type that.
It feels, you know, natural.
The shorthand in which they type that.
I think that was your S word, shorthand.
Okay.
Their shorthand was like natural as shit. Yeah. I agree with that one. It literally felt like, American Horror Story. It felt like American Horror Story.
Apocalypse?
Not Apocalypse. I didn't see that one. But the other one before that. It was the one where they had like the Donald Trump version. It's not Circus. Cult. Oh, American cult. Horror Story Cult. Okay.
That's like, what that one was called. Is that what that one was called?
That's what it was called.
Okay.
Where they had what's his face? Like doing pinky swears in a cult. That shit was crazy. We did not need Batman like being laid out to suddenly jumping onto a live wire, cutting it, and falling into the water.
I didn't think that made sense.
It made no sense at all.
Just the electric... Dude... So once you cut a wire...
Right.
All of the electric charge leave that wire? Like, the piece that you cut off, there's no electric charge, the sparks stop?
No, well, okay. Yes and no. So yes, if you have dangling wire over water and you cut off the wire from where you are and you fall with that wire that's been cut off,
yeah,
then yes, the electricity stops flowing to that wire.
Okay.
What did not make sense is that when he cuts it, he's not shocked the fuck off.
Well,
it's a Megatron. I say Megatron because
Mega. I know what you mean.
It's like a megawatt. It's a really thick fucking wire.
Yeah.
What kind of razor sharp shit are you cutting it with so easily and effortlessly?
Is it the thing that comes off his chest?
It's the battering that literally comes off his chest. But it's also like you need to saw that bitch to get it off.
What? He did two quick.
He said, yeah, yeah, and like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm Jesus. Falling back, fade away, into the water. So, yeah, that part makes sense, but I just didn't understand how he was just like, I'm going to suddenly do this and save the world. Or watching him walk across the roof of that megadome, like, what the fuck? We didn't need this. My girlfriend was like that. I watched it with my girlfriend. She was like, dude, we did not need to see him walking. I think we were good with that. all the other stuff where he just like re-records what he saw already, I kind of like, because again, it's Arkham City.
Yeah.
This is Batman. This is how he like keeps track of all this shit, because he knows he doesn't fucking sleep.
Yeah.
He has a lot of details to keep track of.
Yeah.
But everything else was like, oh my God, why are we watching this go so slowly? Oh my God. I love the fact that John Turturro was in this.
Yeah, he was great.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like finding out, actually finding out that Thomas Wayne actually worked with Falcone was like a little revelatory to me, and it forced the little nerd in me to be like, look this shit up.
And
please don't let Hollywood just fabricate some bullshit.
They didn't. I don't think they did.
That's the crazy part. I know they didn't.
Yeah.
Because a part of me was like, this is crazy. Thomas Wayne did work.
He didn't. Look. Thomas Wayne was a doctor.
Right.
Okay. And he swore an oath to help people no matter what. So Falcone came to him. He was hurt.
Right.
And so no matter what Thomas thought about Falcone and what he did
or what he represented,
turn him away.
Right. Hippocratic oath,
because he was a good doctor and he helps people no matter what. But when you help when you help a crime boss,
like,
they're gonna be like, okay, cool, what can I do for you now?
Like you get perks.
And you get perks whether you want them or not.
Like, you want to go to this free restaurant? I don't want to do that. Well, I'm gonna find some other way to pay you.
Oh, you're running for mayor. Guess what? You win.
You're gonna win.
You're gonna win.
And you know what? It's okay. I like you. You're the reason I'm alive.
Now, here's the stuff I think they did add. Martha Wayne was an Occam? No, she wasn't.
That part was like off-brand as fuck. I do agree with that.
I think in the comics, her maiden name is Kane.
That's right.
Because of his cousin, Kate Kane. Right?
Right. And it's also like a weird, like, it's just this weird nuanced connection to Bob Kane.
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure about that.
It's one of those things.
Why not?
Like, it's one of those things where, like, this is just me conjecturing a little bit. Because, you know, even
I guess you got to put him somewhere.
You got to put him. Those guys, they put themselves in that shit all the time. Stan Lee put himself in fucking Marvel.
I mean, he was in every Marvel
movie. Every fucking Marvel movie.
Until he literally could not.
Right.
Until he was in the ground.
He did it in his own comics. He was like, man, I got to come up with a new Spider-Man issue. Yeah, motherfucker, what the fuck? What are you doing in here, Stan? No one fucking asked you to be in here. I wrote this. Excelsior. God damn it. I will be in it. All right. We ain't gonna argue with you. Nah. Yeah, Martha Wayne going to Arkham was really off-putting.
Yeah, being in Arkham and then being like a crazy person.
That shit did not work right.
Yeah.
It reminded me of...
I don't think they had to.
It reminded me of Todd Phillips' The Joker, where... Like, Arthur...
Yeah, why are they... They're trying to, like, jam mental health into these movies so hard.
Right! Oh, my God. I'm kind of like... And people... I always wonder, like, why can't y'all just, like, throw Clayface in there? Or, I don't know, like...
Well, that's the thing. You mentioned the Arkham games and, like, the best things about... Matt Reeves has talked about maybe having Mr. Freeze... Next one.
That'd be dope.
If he doesn't look like
Victor Freeze.
If he doesn't look like how he looks like in those games, then why bother, man? I don't want another Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want a good actor that is cold and stoic. Okay? That would be the opposite of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Cold and stoic. But I want him to be huge, and I want the costume to be scary as fuck.
You know who I think would be great? Michael Arman. I think
Michael Arman.
I think that's what that. I think that's his name, or Kevin Durand. Kevin Durand.
That would be good. He is good. He's.
Yeah, he's Kevin Durand.
He's been in a lot of comic book stuff.
He's been in a lot of comic book stuff. He was Fred Dukes. You shave that. Dukes. You shave that motherfucker bald, and you give him like some cold hard script. He'll unsettle you, or you know what? Who else would fucking kill the game?
Who?
Stanley fucking Tucci.
Yeah. He's awesome in a lot of comic.
He'd murder the fuck out of that role in a minute. Holy shit!
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Whoa. Ed Harris would be fucking dope. Ed Harris would be off the fucking chain. Just cold as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, he was in Snowpiercer. He's halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
He's fucking halfway there. We all freeze and die. Apparently not him, because he fucking survived. Got a suit. Oh, fuck. But yeah, Batman's worth it. The 3 hours. If you're a comic book nerd, it's fucking heaven. If you love the video games, it's perfect. Definitely go see it. It's still in theaters. I know I'm going to buy the special edition HD version when they release it on streaming. I don't know if I want it on DVD. If they do.
I don't collect DVDs like I used to. If I did, I'd probably buy it.
Same.
If I had a DVD player, still a Blu-ray player. If I had one, I'd probably buy it.
Man,
if
you got a game system, you technically got one. Technically have a DVD player. I know PS4 plays Blu-ray. But anyway.
Anyway.
That's it. Thank you so much, Sean.
Oh, thank you, Casey. You're
fucking awesome. We shook hands. I hope you guys felt it. I'll definitely have you on next time. Thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.